弟兄姐妹平安。今日经文取自马太福音6:19-24。马太福音6:19，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若了亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？24，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Matthew 6:19-24。Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
读经到此，愿神赐福听他话语的人。
There are many things to do in life.
人生里面有很多事情可以做。
And everybody wants us to do this and that for them.
然后我们身边很多人都要我们为他们做这个做那一个。
And hence the time left to do important things.
所以那个剩下用来做重要事情的时间
really is very little.
实际上真的很少。
The time left to do important things.
那个剩下来用来做重要事情的时间
is so little.
真的很少。
And this little time is very important.
而这一点点的时间却是那么重要。
This little time left to do important things is very important.
这个仅有的时间用来做重要事情的东西呢，是实在的重要。
Because how we use this time in on earth.
因为我们如何在地上使用这段的时间。
How we live our life on earth.
我们怎么在地上来生活。
Will decide our eternity in heaven.
将要决定我们在永恒在天堂的这个结局。
The temporal things we do in the world.
我们在这个世界上所做的这些短暂的事情
will decide how we live in heaven.
将要决定我们是怎么在天堂里面生活。
Now, don't you think this time, how we live our life on earth is important?
那你不认为这段我们在世界上生活的时间不重要了吗？
How we live our life now has eternal consequences.
我们在地上怎么生活，将要会有这个永恒的这个影响。
And therefore, dear brothers and sisters in the Lord,
所以主内的弟兄姐妹们。
Life is very short.
人生很短暂。
Not because we can only live to 100 years.
不是因为我们只能够活到100年。
But because the time that we have to do important things is very short.
而是因为我们有这个用来做重要事情的时间真的很短。
And hence we cannot waste our time.
所以我们不能够浪费我们的时间。
Our life is so precious.
我们的生命实在这么宝贵。
What you do on earth.
你在这个地上所做的东西。
You must ensure that it's exchanged for eternal something eternal.
你必须确保它能够用来换取有永恒价值的东西。
Because your life is too precious to be wasted.
因为你的生命实在太宝贵了，不可以浪费。
We continue our study of Matthew 5:7.
我们继续来查考马太福音第六章。
The Today we want to look at verses 19 to 24 of chapter 6.
今天要看的是六章十九到二十四节。
So we must focus on obtaining treasures in heaven.
所以我们必须专一去得天上的财宝。
And there are three focuses that you must have.
然后这里呢有三个我们需要专注的地方。
Let's engage the text.
我们来看经文。
Number one, focus your heart.
第一，心要专一。
Verse 19.
十九节。
Do not store for yourselves treasures on earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
So in the ancient times, some 2,000 years ago.
所以古代两千年以前。
They will store their treasures, in the house.
他们会把财宝收藏在屋内。
Or dig a hole in the ground as they consider a safe place.
或者在地上挖一个窟窿，然后把财宝放进去里面，他们认为这是安全的。
So store, they store their treasures in the safe place.
所以他们把财宝放置在一个安全的地方。
But Jesus says, "Don't store treasures for yourselves, on earth."
但是耶稣说，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Storing up treasures on earth.
把财宝存在地上。
Say, "Don't do that."
他说不要这么做。
So does that mean that we cannot, have money in the bank?
那这是否意味着我们不可以在银行里面存钱？
Because money in the bank is storing up treasures.
因为银行的钱就等于财宝在地上。
Of course not.
当然不是。
If you don't know where to put your money, put money in my bank.
如果你不知道财宝要放哪里，就放在我的银行户口。
What does it mean?
但是它的意思是什么呢？
Do not store treasures for yourselves. Do not store for yourselves treasures on earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Means it cannot be your life goal.
这表示说它不可能是你的人生目标。
Earning money in life is important.
在人生里面赚钱很重要。
But it cannot be your life goal.
但是它不应该是你的人生目标。
Your life goal cannot be the pleasures of the world.
你的人生目标也不可以是世界的快乐。
Such a life is very shallow.
因为这样子的人生是实在是肤浅的。
Such a person is very shallow.
这样子的人也是很肤浅的。
Because there's more to life than, monetary, than material things.
因为人生比物质的享乐更多更大。
Of course, we must work hard in life.
当然，我们要在一生里面努力工作。
So the Bible says, if you don't work hard, don't eat.
所以圣经就说，如果你不勤劳工作，你就不要吃饭。
But,
但是
，your life cannot be about your life goal cannot be about obtaining world's treasures.
你的人生的目标不可以是要去夺取世界上的财宝。
And what is your goal in life?
那你的人生目标应该是什么
？Not difficult to know.
其实要知道也不难。
What are you pursuing now? What is the most important thing in your life?
现在你在追求什么？你人生里面最重要的东西是什么
？Do you know?
你知道吗
？Not difficult to know.
其实也不难，要知道也不难。
What brings you joy, sorrow?
有什么东西给你带来喜乐，给你带来忧伤
？When you have that, you're very happy.
当你拥有了它，你很快乐。
Can you recall?
你可以想一想吗？
Or when you lack that, when you don't have the things, you're very sad.
或者你失去了这个东西，或没有这个东西，你就很忧伤。
Very worried.
非常的担忧。
Very upset.
很难过。
You lose temper.
你就发脾气。
What is that thing?
这个东西是什么？
Remember the last time that you were very, you were in great sorrow. What is that thing?
你还记得上一次你很苦恼的时刻是什么时候吗？
That thing is your treasure.
那个东西就是你的财宝了。
And what are you so passionate about?
你对什么东西充满着热情呢
？Whenever you do that thing, wow, you are full of energy.
每当你做这件事情的时候，你就蛮有动力。
Compared to when you go back to work, wow, you are no energy.
对比来说，你去上班的时候，你完全没有动力。
But when you do the thing, you are full of energy.
但是你做这个事情的时候，你就充满着动力。
What is that?
这个东西是什么
？That is your treasure.
那个就是你的财宝。
How you spend your time, money, and what you always think about is your treasure.
你怎么样花你的时间，花你的金钱，你的心思放在哪里，那个就是你的财宝了。
You must check yourself what is your real treasure in life.
你必须检查自己，你真正的财宝是什么。
Don't store treasures on earth.
你不要积攒财宝在地上。
These things,
这些东西
if they have no eternal value, they are not worthy of your pursuit.
如果他们没有永恒的价值，是不值得你去追求的。
You must work hard to earn money, of course.
你必须努力工作赚钱，当然。
But they are not worthy of your life goal.
但是他们不配作为你的人生目标。
Why?
为什么
？Because when moths and vermin destroy, and when thieves break in and steal.
因为地上有虫子咬能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Because treasures on earth, moths, vermin destroy, thieves break in and steal.
因为这地上的财宝有虫子咬能够锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
They are not reliable.
他们并不可靠。
The things, the treasures on earth are not reliable.
这些地上的财宝一点都不可靠。
Oh, when will you understand that?
你什么时候才能够明白这道理呢？
They are not reliable.
他们不可靠的。
Just when we thought the economy was doing well,
就在我们认为经济能够好转的时候，
COVID strikes,
这个冠病就来袭击。
And suddenly many people lose their jobs.
突然间很多人就失去工作。
And after COVID, we thought things would be all right.
冠病之后，我们认为事情会好，变得好。
Then one madman called Putin attacked Ukraine.
然后突然间又一个疯子叫普京去攻打乌克兰。
He's an evil man.
他是个邪恶的人。
And then China goes into economic downturn.
然后中国的经济不景。
For some reasons.
因着某一些原因。
The world's second largest economy.
世界第二大的经济体。
Goes into a downturn.
经济变得不景气。
And then you have President Donald Trump.
然后还有特朗普。
I like some of his policies.
我喜欢他的一些政策。
But I thought some of his policies are giving the world's problem.
但是我也认为他的一些政策使世界带来很多的问题。
Where he hit tariffs on some countries.
所以他向别的国家征收这些税收的时候。
Right or not, I'm not here to debate.
不管对还是错，我不在这里辩论。
But he's going to he might plunge the world into recession.
但是他可能使到整个世界进入经济萧条。
Our family ties are not reliable.
我们的家庭关系也不可靠。
Our family break up, or our people, our family members, things happen in the family.
家庭会破裂，家里面有事情发生。
You want to depend on the happiness that comes from your family?
你要依靠来自于家庭的快乐吗？
You'll be disappointed.
你会失望的。
And we fall sick and die anytime.
然后我们随时都会生病，也会死。
So life on earth is not reliable.
所以在世上的生活一点都不可靠。
The things on life are not reliable.
地上的这些东西都不可靠。
Don't bet your life on it.
不要把你的生命投注于这些东西。
Don't invest your happiness in it.
不要把你的快乐投资在这些东西上。
Because they will disappoint you.
因为它会使到你失望。
They will disappoint you.
它会让你失望。
Not today, but tomorrow.
也许不是今天，但是明天会。
Not tomorrow, maybe 5 years later.
也许不是明天，可能五年会，五年后会。
But they will disappoint you.
但是他们肯定会让你失望。
Not only are they not reliable, they are not eternal.
他们不单是不可靠，他们也不是永远的。
After you've worked so hard in life.
在你一生这么劳苦工作之后。
After you've worked so hard.
你这么劳苦的工作。
You worry about life.
你在担心你的人生。
You sweat over life.
你忙碌来过你的人生。
And some people even sacrifice their health just to make life work.
有些人甚至牺牲了自己的健康，为了就是要过生活。
After pouring so much energy into this life,
再把你所有的力量都放进当中来过生活的时候
，Everything will disappear when you die.
每一样东西在你死的那一刻都要消失。
Everything.
每一样东西。
Even the shoelace on your feet will be left behind in the world.
甚至你鞋子上的鞋带也会留在这个世界。
Everything.
每一样东西。
That you deem precious.
你认为宝贵的。
They are not reliable.
他们都不可靠。
And so Jesus wisely tells us.
所以耶稣很有智慧地告诉我们。
That's why Christians are a very hopeful people.
所以基督徒是充满希望的人。
Our life is very meaningful.
我们的生命是很有意义的。
Because our life is not like the world.
因为我们的生命不像世界的生命。
Life may be very tough.
人生虽然很苦。
Many things that make us sad.
很多事情让我们忧伤。
But dear children of God.
但是神的儿女们。
Do you know that your life is very blessed?
你知道吗？你的生命是很蒙福的。
Because you have a higher goal to pursue.
因为你有一个更高的目标去追求。
There are better things for you to do.
有更好的东西要你去做。
Jesus urges us.
耶稣就呼吁我们。
In verse 20.
二十节。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Don't store treasures for yourselves on earth.
不要为自己存财宝在地上。
They will disappear.
他们会消失的。
They will disappoint you.
他们会让你失望。
But stop for yourselves treasures in heaven.
而是要把财宝积攒在天上。
So what are these treasures in heaven?
这些在天上的财宝是什么？
When Jesus says stop treasures in heaven,
当耶稣说积攒财宝在天上，
He means desires God's rewards.
他的意思是你要渴慕神的奖赏。
Don't desire the cheap things of the world.
不要渴慕世界上这些廉价的东西。
They last for 100 years, after that it's no more.
他们存留到100年，可是过后呢，就没有了。
But desire for eternal things, eternal blessings.
但是你要渴慕永恒的东西，永恒的奖赏。
The rewards of God.
这个就是神的奖赏。
And for this, work hard.
所以为了这个目标，你要殷勤做工。
It's worthy of your working hard.
是值得你殷勤工作的。
So how do you work hard?
你怎么殷勤工作呢？
How do you work hard so that you can receive God's reward?
你怎么殷勤做工以至于得到神的奖赏？
Live a gospel lifestyle.
你要过的生活方式是一个福音的生活方式。
I was just thinking, as I sat there just now, I was just thinking of, imagine I'm not a pastor.
刚才我坐在下面的时候，我在想，如果我不是牧师，我会怎么样？
Then what will I be pursuing in life?
那我的人生在追求什么呢？
So for me, every Sunday is about preaching.
所以对于我来说，每个星期天都是要讲道。
But one day when I retire and I'm not preaching anymore.
但是有一天我退休了。我不再讲道了。
So what is my life meaningless then?
那我的人生是不是没有价值了呢？
And I told myself this.
那我就告诉我自己。
My life is to walk right before God.
我的生命是要在神面前行得正。
This is what matters to God.
因为这个是神所看重的。
Whether I preach or don't preach,
不管我
that's not the point.
不管我有没有去讲道，这个不是那个重点。
It's how I live as a Christian.
是我怎么作为一个基督徒在这个地上来生活。
I've received eternal life from God.
我从神那里领受了永恒的生命。
Do I live a life that pleases the Lord?
我有没有过一个讨神喜悦的生命？
A life that is according to the commands of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一个按着主耶稣基督吩咐而活的生命。
A gospel lifestyle.
一个福音的生活方式。
What is our purpose in life?
我们的人生目标是什么？
When you are with friends,
当你跟朋友在一起，
your friends must be able to say,
你的朋友必须能够说，
when they see how you live, how you talk,
当他看到你怎么生活，怎么讲话，
say, hey, you are different from other people,
他们会说，哎，你跟其他人不一样，
you don't gossip,
你没有讲别人的坏话，
although your boss is so bad to you,
虽然你的老板这么糟糕，
and you are very kind to people,
而且你对别人都很有爱心。
This person is real irritating.
这个人真的很讨人厌。
But patiently you talk to the person.
但是你是带着耐心来跟他讲话。
Hey, you are so different.
你真的很不一样。
I see Christ in you.
我在你的身上看到耶稣基督。
Now this is what I meant by a gospel lifestyle.
这个就是我所说福音的生活方式的意思。
This is your goal in life.
这个是你的人生目标，
It's my goal in life too.
也是我的人生目标。
Is to live according to what pleases the Lord.
是我的生活方式就是要讨神喜悦。
Not whether I do this or that in church. That's not the most important thing.
并不是说我要在这个教会里面做这个事情那个事情，这个并不是最重要的。
It's whether people can see Christ in you.
而是否人家可以在你生命中看到耶稣基督。
But if you are working hard for God.
但是如果你为神殷勤做工，
you must do gospel work.
你也必须做福音工作。
Preach the gospel.
你要去传福音。
For example, we are going to have two gospel meetings on Good Friday and also on Easter Sunday.
比方说，我们要在受难节和复活节有两次的福音聚会。
You must go and invite friends.
你必须去邀请朋友。
That's your goal in life. That should be your objective in life.
这应该是你的人生目标。
You must pray for people.
你也必须为别人祷告。
Invite them to hear the gospel.
邀请他们来听福音。
Tell them the gospel.
跟他们分享福音。
You don't know how to preach the gospel?
你不知道要怎么传福音。
Invite them to church.
就邀请他们来教会。
There are tracts at the back.
在后方呢有许多单张。
Take some tracts, put inside your handbag or your bag.
你可以拿这些领取这些福音单张放在自己的包包。
When your colleagues face a problem.
当你的同事碰到问题。
Say, hey, I've got something for you to read.
你说，哎，我有一些东西可以让你阅读。
Or if you are waiting at the bus stop.
或者你在巴士停巴士站等巴士。
You see somebody, well, just be bold, give them a tract.
你看到一些陌生人，但是你就鼓起勇气给把这个福音当章递给他们。
In during Chinese New Year.
或者在农历新年的时候。
Besides putting $8 in the 红包。
除了在红包里面放8块钱。
Put in a gospel tract.
你也放进这个福音当章。
Of course, some people may get angry.
当然，有一些人会因此而生气。
But this is your responsibility in life.
但是这个是你人生里面的责任。
And participate, give to mission work.
而且也为奉献给宣教工作。
Give to gospel work.
奉献你的金钱给福音工作。
You are doing gospel work.
你就在做福音工作了。
You must work hard for the gospel.
你必须为这福音来努力工作。
Your life must attract people to Christ.
你的一生必须能够吸引人来到基督面前。
If your life is unable to attract people to Christ,
如果你的人生无法吸引人来到基督面前。
Do you know what Jesus says about you?
你知道耶稣是会怎么来评价你吗？
Jesus says that you are wasting your life.
耶稣说你在浪费你的生命。
You are no better than the rubbish outside the house.
你跟屋子外面的垃圾一点都没有两样。
That's what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的。
So your life must attract people to Christ.
所以你的一生必须能够吸引人来信耶稣。
So today, if I ask your family members,
所以今天如果我问你的家人，
if I ask your colleagues,
如果我问你的同事，
if I ask your classmates,
如果我问你的同学，
I say, hey, how is he as a Christian?
他作为基督徒是一个怎样的基督徒啊？
What will your friends say?
你的朋友会怎么说？
If not done well, tomorrow is a new day. Do well.
如果你没有做得好，明天是一个新的一天，你就要把它做得好。
There's a second chance with God.
在神总是会有第二次的机会。
Why is it important to pursue treasures in heaven?
为什么追求天上的财宝是这么的重要？
Why is it so critical that you must desire God's rewards?
为什么你渴慕神的奖赏是这么的关键？
Verse 21。
21节
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Where your treasure is, where you put your treasure.
你的财宝在哪里，就是你放财宝在什么地方。
Your heart will be there.
你的心也会在那个地方。
It is that place that you put a treasure, you'll be worried, you'll be passionate about.
那个你放财宝的地方，你会为此感到担忧，感到关注。
What's the implication?
所以这个要带出什么？
IfThe things on earth are your treasures.
那如果地上的东西是你的财宝，
If the things you find you regard as important are on earth,
如果你所认为重要的东西都是在地上的话，
Then,
那么样，
your heart will only be interested in the things of the world.
你的心只会对地上的事情感兴趣。
You'll be passionate only about the things on earth.
你只会对地上的事情有这个热情。
You will not want to do spiritual gospel work.
你就不会去做属灵或福音的工作。
Because these are things in heaven.
因为这些都是在天上的东西。
And as a result,
结果呢？
Because you are not interested in doing gospel work.
因为你没有兴趣做福音工作。
Because your heart is not there.
因为你的心不在那里。
Your heart is on earth.
你的心在地上。
You will not do gospel work.
你就不会做福音工作。
And therefore, you will not get a reward in heaven.
因此，你就不会得到天上的奖赏。
You may be very rich on earth.
你可能在地上非常富有。
But when you stand before the Lord for judgment,
但是你在神面前接受审判的时候，
you will get no reward.
你得不到奖赏。
Your life is simply wasted.
你的生命就这么的浪费了。
Because in eternity,
因为在永恒，
we are but a big zero.
我们就是一个大零蛋。
So your life is wasted.
所以你的生命就浪费了。
Because you treasure the things on earth.
因为你只是看重地上的东西，
财宝。You have no heart for gospel work.
你没有心去做福音工作。
You'll not be interested in spiritual things.
你对属灵的事情不感兴趣。
When you talk about entertainment, wow, very excited.
当你谈到娱乐的东西的时候，你就很有兴趣。
Talk about the Bible, talk about gospel work.
谈圣经，谈福音工作。你说啊。
That's all.
就这么多。
You're not interested.
你没有兴趣。
And so you will not get a reward in heaven.
这样你就得不到天上的奖赏。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
If the things in heaven are your treasures,
如果天上的东西是你的财宝，
Then your heart will only be interested in the things of heaven.
你的心就只对天上的事情感兴趣。
You will not. You will do gospel. You will do spiritual work. You will do gospel work.
你就会去做属灵和福音的工作。
Then you will get a reward in heaven.
你就有天上的奖赏。
Although life here is very difficult.
虽然地上的生活非常的困难。
You suffer for believing in Christ.
你为了相信基督而受苦。
For the sake of Christ, you don't enjoy certain things.
为了基督的缘故。你选择不去享受某一些东西
，because your treasure, your heart is in heaven.
因为你的心在天上
，and so your heart, you are really interested only in the things of heaven.
所以你的心只对天上的事情感兴趣。
You will do gospel work.
你会去做福音工作。
And then when you pass away from this world,
这样当你离开这个世界的那一天
，everyone must stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
每个人都要站在基督的审判座前。
Everyone.
每一个人。
Will you get a reward?
你会得到奖赏吗
？Because when you enter eternity,
因为你一踏入永恒
，you have nothing.
你手上空空
，zero.
都是一个零。
Because every achievement that you have on earth cannot bring into eternity.
因为地上所有的这些奖赏，你都不能够带上永恒天堂里。
Everyone.
所以每一个人
starts with the same starting line.
都在同一个起跑点。
Zero.
零。
Will you get something eternal when you enter eternity?
当你进入永恒的时候，你会得到有永恒奖赏的东西吗
？It is decided.
而这样子的一个情况
，It is decided.
是由什么来决定的呢
？How you live life now?
是由你现在怎么过生活来决定的。
I'm very worried for people who have no appetite for spiritual things.
我对那些对属灵东西没有胃口的人感到担忧。
When I talk to such people.
当我跟这些人讲话
，They are not passionate about God.
他们对神完全没有热情
，So I cannot talk to them about spiritual things.
所以我不可以跟他们讲属灵的东西。
I have to engage in worldly things with them.
我必须讲世界的东西。
Because they have no appetite, because the conversation will be very dull.
因为他们没有胃口，所以那个整个谈话变成没有趣味。
The conversation is very dull.
那个谈话一点都没有趣味。
So to make the conversation more exciting,
所以为了让这个谈话更有趣味
，we talk about worldly things.
我们就谈世界的东西。
For you, if you are such a person,
对于你，如果你是这样的人
，I'm very worried for you.
其实我为你很担忧
，because it tells you one thing.
因为它告诉我们一点
，your heart is on earth, not in heaven.
你的心在地上，而不是在天上。
When you enter heaven,
当你进入天堂
，you have zero.
你是一个大零蛋。
Ensure that you get a reward in heaven. Then you will not be a zero.
你要确保自己有永恒的奖赏，那样你进入天堂不是一个大零蛋。
That day will come.
那一天会来到的。
Because everybody must die.
因为每个人都要死。
Everybody must die.
每个人要死。
You will enter eternity.
你会进入永恒。
Don't waste your life now.
你不要浪费现在的生命。
The time is very short.
那个时间真的很短。
Because there are so many things to do.
因为有太多的事情要去做。
Just like this morning.
就如今天早晨。
For those who are not present.
那些不在我们当中的。
I wonder why are you not present in church?
我在想为什么你不在教会里面呢
？You cannot wake up.
你起不来吗
？But it's Sunday for God. It's God the Lord's day.
但是是主日，是神的日子。
Why are you not in church?
为什么你不在教会
？What are you doing at home?
你在家里面做什么
？Why are you not serious about God?
为什么你对神不认真呢
？It tells me your heart.It's not in heaven.
他告诉我，你的心不在天上。
You have no appetite for the things of God.
神的事情你毫无这个胃口。
And I'm worried for you.
我为你担忧。
But really, I must not be scolding people.
但是其实我不应该骂人的。
It's Sunday morning.
是星期天早晨。
But I wish the best for you.
但是我希望你能够拥有最好的。
I want you to change your appetite.
我希望你能够改变你的胃口。
Then you get a reward in heaven.
那样你就得到天上的奖赏。
Number two, you must focus your eye.
第二，你的眼睛要专一。
You must focus your eye.
你必须要你的眼睛要专一。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
The eye is the lamp of the body.
眼睛就是身上的灯。
What be the eye?
眼睛为什么在这里讲眼睛呢
？Very hard to understand, huh?
很难明白。
Okay, so you must go back to the ancient culture.
所以你必须回到古代的文化中。
Chinese can understand this better than the Angmos.
华人其实比洋人更加明白，更能够明白这个道理。
The Angmos Westerners may not understand.
那些洋人呢，可能不明白这个背景。
You know Chinese say 红眼，眼睛红。
华人说红眼
or the Angmo say green eye
或者洋人说绿眼
what is red eye
我们讲红眼是什么意思
What's
眼红是什么意思
jealous 啦
就是嫉妒
讲错 jealous 啦
就是嫉妒啊
jealous 啦 right now red eye 啦 so our Chinese culture is very similar to the Jewish culture
所以我们华人的文化其实跟犹太人的文化很相似。
To the culture of Jesus.
跟耶稣那时候的文化很相似。
So what is the eye?
所以眼睛是什么？
So the eye is basically the way we see things.
眼睛基本上代表说我们怎么我们看世界的那个方式。
About how we look at the life.
我们怎么看待人生
？But it's more specific.
但是这里呢更加的明确。
It's not only about how we look at see things.
这边不单单是说我们怎么看待东西
But it's the way we look at wealth
而是我们去怎么看待钱财
How our eyes look at wealth
我们的眼睛怎么去看待钱财
Our perspective on wealth
我们对钱财的认知
And it says here the eye is a lamp of the body
眼睛就是身上的灯
Meaning that it provides light
灯就给予光
So how we look at things
所以我们怎么看待事情
Will decide whether there's light or no light.
会决定我们有没有灯，有没有光。
Because the eye is the lamp.
因为眼睛是那个灯。
And of the body means
是眼身上的灯，这意思是什么？
The body refers to life journey, the decisions we make in life.
身上指的是人生的道路，还有人生里面所做出的抉择。
So in other words, how we look at money.
换句话说，我们怎么看待钱财
？Well. Affect
会影响
how we make decisions in life.
我们怎么去决定人生的各样抉择
So money, because money is very powerful.
因为钱很重要，很有影响力
So money can cause a son to take a mother to court.
所以金钱会导致一个儿子把母亲控上法庭
Money can cause people to tell lies and betray God.
金钱会导致人去撒谎而背叛神
Money can cause a person to kill another person.
金钱会让一个人去把另外一个人给杀了。
Money can make a person do what he does not want to do.
金钱会让一个人去逼他去做他不愿意做的事情。
To make certain decisions that he hates.
做一些他讨厌的决定。
So the eye is the lamp of the body.
所以眼睛就是身上的灯。
How you look at money.
你怎么看待金钱
？Will affect how you make decisions in life.
会影响你怎么做出人生的抉择。
How you live life.
你怎么过生活？
So how you look at money is so important.
所以你对金钱的这个看认知，这么是很重要的。
If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light.
你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
So if your eyes are healthy, meaning that you're not greedy for wealth.
你的眼睛若嘹亮，表示说你不贪财。
Then your whole body, notice you're willing, for example, healthy means, for example, you're willing to give to gospel work.
健康的意思就表其中之一，包括你愿意奉献给宣教工作。
You are willing to give money so as to support the church to do gospel work?
你愿意奉献钱给教会，支持教会的福音工作。
You're generous to God.
你对神很大方。
Very generous to God.
非常大方。
Because you love the Lord.
因为你爱神。
So you're willing to give for God.
所以你愿意为神来奉献。
This is the meaning your eyes are healthy.
这就是你的眼睛若嘹亮的意思。
Then your whole body, meaning that your entire life.
那你全身，也就是说你的整个生命。
Will be full of light.
就充满着光明。
So life is very difficult.
所以人生虽然很困难
But because your eyes are healthy.
但是因为你的眼睛是健康的
When you make life decisions.
当你做出人生里面的决定
It is like light that shines the pathway in front of you.
它就好像一盏灯照明你前面的道路
Then when you make decisions in life.
所以当你做人生的决定的时候
In a dark world.
在一个黑暗的世界
In a difficult world.
在一个困难的世界
You're not afraid of this difficult path of life.
你确实不会害怕这个困难的人生道路
Because your eyes are healthy, it gives light to your path ahead of you.
因为你的眼睛是健康的，所以它给你前面的道路呢，照亮了前面的道路。
You will do right to obtain what you might. You will do right.
你会做得对，什么意思
？Because you have light.
因为你有光
you will not fall over and you will not trip and fall
你就不会绊倒
you will not make wrong decisions
你不会做错误的决定
you will do the right thing
你会做正确的事情
but what do you mean by right thing
但是什么是正确的事情
the right thing is very specific
正确的事情，这里的意思很明确。
It means you will do right such that you obtain a reward in heaven.
他的意思是说，你会做得对，好叫你能够得到天上的奖赏。
So this light.
所以这个光。
Will enable you to do the right things to obtain a reward in heaven.
会让你能够做出正确的事情，以至于得到天上的奖赏。
When the way you look at money is right.
当你对金钱有正确的态度。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness.
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
The unhealthy meaning.
昏花是什么意思？
You are greedy for wealth.
你贪财。
Give to God.
奉献给神啊。
Cannot. Why must give to God?
不可以了。为什么要给神？
Give to church.
给教会啊。
Make pastor rich.
让牧师有钱啊。
Not generous to God.
对神一点都不大方。
Not generous to God.
对神吝啬。
Greedy for wealth.
贪财。
Then your whole body, meaning that your entire life,
那你全身，也就是整个生命，
will be full of darkness.
就充满着黑暗。
If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
If your entire life is darkness, that darkness is very dark.
如果你一生是黑暗的，那个黑暗是何等的大？
How great is that darkness?
那个黑暗是何等的大？
It is this dark.
是这么样的黑暗。
When your eyes, the way you look at wealth is unhealthy.
当你对金钱有不健康的这个态度，
your entire life will be in darkness.
你的整个生命将会陷入黑暗。
And he says that it's very dark.
而且这个黑暗是巨大的黑暗。
And that's what Paul says too.
这也是保罗说的。
How dark is it?
到底有多黑暗呢？
So Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verses 9 to 10.
所以保罗在提摩太前书六章九到十节这么说。
Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evil, or rather translated as is the root of evil, of all evil. But it's a fine translation. It's the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money.Have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
This has happened among in the world.
这个情况发生在世界里面。
Many Christians have experienced.
很多基督徒也经历过。
Those who want to get rich,
那些要发财的人
will plunge themselves into ruin and destruction.
会把自己陷在迷惑和网罗里边。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
贪财是万恶之根。
You will get into deep trouble.
你会陷入很巨大的麻烦。
It will cause you to make many wrong decisions in life.
它会导致你在一生里面做很多错误的决定。
The love of money will cause you to make many wrong decisions in life.
贪财会让你在世界中做出很多错误的决定。
That's what Jesus says.
这是耶稣说的。
If your eyes are unhealthy,
如果你眼睛昏花
，inside is darkness and is very dark.
里面就黑暗，而且是很巨大的黑暗。
As a result, people get into a lot of trouble because of the love of money.
结果很多人因为贪财就陷入很多个困难。
Where is your treasure now?
你现在你的财宝在哪里
？What are you passionate about now?
你现在到底为什么有这个有热情
？Do you have appetite for spiritual things？
你对属灵的事情有胃口吗
？Or we talk about the Bible and prayer and God, you will fall asleep。
还是当我们谈圣经、谈祷告、谈神的时候，你就睡着了
？Or are you very eager about the things of God？
但是还是你对神的事情很有兴趣。
When talk about saving souls，
当谈到说要去拯救灵魂
，you will participate。
你会去参与。
You will help.
你会去帮忙。
This is treasures in heaven.
这个就是在天上的财宝。
He says the darkness is very great.
这里就说那黑暗是何等的大。
In what sense is it great?
到底它是怎么样的大
？The darkness is great.
那黑暗很大。
But in what sense is the darkness great?
但是它是怎么样的巨大
？It is measured by its effects.
它是透过它的影响、它的结果而来做这个测量的。
You are unable to do right.To obtain a reward in heaven,
你无法做正确的事情去得天上的奖赏。
You are unable to do the right things in your life.
你在生命中无法去做正确的事情。
Your entire life will be off course.
你的整个人生的道路已经走偏了。
The decisions you make are majority of them are simply wrong.
你所做的决定大部分都是错的。
And get you into trouble.
直到你陷入很多麻烦。
After trouble.
再有麻烦
After trouble,
又另外一个麻烦
Until your entire life is plunged into darkness,
直到你整个生命就陷入黑暗
You don't have the appetite, the desire to want to serve the Lord
你就没有这个胃口要去侍奉神
You are, will not get the reward in heaven
你就得不到天上的奖赏
When you enter eternity
当你进入永恒
Everybody enters eternity with zero
每个人进入永恒的时候就是一个零蛋
But some people will become rich in eternitySome people will become poor in eternity.
但是有些人在天堂是富有的，有的人在天堂是贫穷的。
Because some people receive the spiritual blessings of God, some people don't.
因为有的人得到神属灵的福气，有的人没有得到。
And I say to you,
所以我跟你说
what a miss.
真的是很可惜。
If only I worked hard, then in heaven I'll get the praises of God.
我但愿说我能够努力工作这样子在天堂我就得到奖赏
I didn't know it's so serious
我不了解到这个事情是这么的严重
I didn't know it's so serious
我没有意识到这么严重
Had I known it's so serious
如果我知道它是这么严重
I will start my life all over again
我会重新开始我的人生
But today you are still alive, right?
但是今天你还活着对吗
You're not dead yet
你还没有死
You have not entered eternity
你还没有进入永恒
So make sure that from today onwards, from now onwards.
所以确保说从今天开始，从现在开始
，you must change your life goal.
你必须改变你的人生目标。
There's still hope.
还有盼望的。
You'll not be able. Then you can do. Then if it's darkness, you cannot obtain a reward, and the reward is the kingdom of heaven.
如果是黑暗的话，你就无法得到奖赏，而这个奖赏是天国。
Number three, focus your allegiance.
第三点，忠诚要专一。
Focus your allegiance.
忠诚要专一。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
No one can do two things at the same time.
没有一个人可以在一个时间里面做两件事情。
This is a reptile.
这个是一条蜥蜴。
I want you to observe the eyes.
我要你留意它的眼睛。
No, it's not 大小眼。It's not one big, one eye small.
它不是大小眼哦。
Do you know the eyes? Are looking at different direction?
你有没有留意到它的眼睛是看不同的方向
？Right? A reptile can this? Chameleon can do. A chameleon can do that.
这只变色龙它可以这么做。
They can.They can focus at two things at they can put at two different things at one any one time. Focus on two different things.
他们在任何一个时刻可以对焦两样东西。
So if they want to eat and eat something.
所以他们要如果要吃东西的话。
One eye looks at Alakali.
有只眼睛看着我。
The other eye looks at this 菜蕾。
另外一只眼睛看着菜蕾。
And then they say which one is better?
说哪一个最好比较好。
And then they will.Okay, I think I eat this one or that one.
好，我就吃那个或这个。
Chameleons can do that.
变色龙可以这么做。
Human beings cannot.
人类做不到。
So someone did the experiment.
所以有些人就做了一个实验。
They heard this man can multitask.
他们听说这个人可以同时做很多东西。
And so this reporter decided to try test him out.
所以这个记者呢就尝试要测试他。
Conclusion?
结果
？Not true.
并不是真实的。
The human beings cannot do that.
人类无法做到这一点。
Our brain doesn't work this way.
我们的头脑并不是这样子的运作的。
Our heart doesn't work this way also.
我们的心也不是这样子运作的。
Our brain can only focus on one thing.
我们的头脑只能够专注在一件事上。
Our heart can also only focus on one thing.
我们的心也可以只能够专注在一件事上。
Why did God not make us like the chameleon?
为什么神不让我们像变色龙
？We are very special.
我们很特别。
And that's why Jesus says.
这是为什么耶稣说
？No one can serve two masters.
没有一个人能够侍奉两个主。
Either you hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other.
不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
If you love money, you will hate God.
如果你爱神，你会恨神。
You hate
爱钱恨神。
If you love money, you will hate God.
如果你爱钱的话，你会恨神。
What about that?
这是什么意思？
So you have God in your life and money in your life.
所以你的生命里面有钱也有神。
Yeah, I love God.
因为我爱神啊。
I also love money.
我也爱钱。
But a person who loves money will hate God. What do I mean by that?
但是一个爱钱的人会恨神，为什么呢？
It means,
他表示说
，Do you God is like that?
因为对你来说，神是这样的。
God is to help you to earn more money.
神就是要帮你赚更多的钱。
But when God stops helping you earn more money,
但是当神不再帮你赚更多的钱
，Do you God is not relevant anymore?
对于你来说，神就不重要了。
God is but your ATM machine.
神只是你的提款机。
You are in trouble, you come to church.
你有困难的时候，你来教会。
You are not in trouble, you forget about God.
你没有困难的话，你会忘记神。
You are happy, you think about God.
你高兴，你就想到神。
We are not happy, you toss God aside.
你不高兴，就把神扔在一边。
Because God must bring you happiness.
因为神一定要给你带来快乐。
God must help you earn money.
神必须帮你赚钱。
If God cannot help me earn money, God is not important anymore.
如果神不能够帮我赚钱，神就不重要了。
Better go and worship other gods.
最好还是去拜别的神。
This is what I meant by if you love money, you hate God.
这是为什么我会说你爱钱的话。你会恨神。
God to you is only an instrument.
神对于你来说只是一个工具。
To help you earn money to buy happiness.
帮你去赚钱，帮你带来幸福。
If God cannot help you do that,
如果神帮不了你
，You say I don't want to believe in Jesus anymore.
你就会说我再也不要相信耶稣。
So if you love money, you hate God.
所以如果你爱钱，你会恨神。
You will not have interest to serve God.
你没有兴趣侍奉神。
But if you love God, you hate money.
但是如果你爱神的话，你会恨钱。
What if you love God, you hate money?
什么意思？你爱神就会恨钱。
So you have money in your life, you have God in your life.
所以你人生里面有神也有钱。
So if you love money, you hate, you love God, you hate money means?
你爱神，你就会恨钱，什么意思
？Money 啊，
钱
is to help you serve God.
是要帮助你来侍奉神。
But if money,
但是如果是钱
is going to stop you from serving God,
会导致你不再侍奉神。
Then you say, "I don't want that money."
你就会说我不要这样的钱。
If money,
如果钱
is going to cause you to betray God,
会让你背叛神。
You say this money must go.
你说这个钱必须丢掉。
And so you love God, you hate money.
所以你爱神，你恨钱。
Which one are you?
你是哪一类人
？Do you love God or do you love money?
你是爱钱还是爱神
？Which one? Which person? What type of person are you?
你是哪一种人？
What's your profile?
你的背景是怎样的
？What kind of person are you? What kind of Christian are you?
你是一个怎样的人？你是一个怎样的基督徒
？Know yourself.
你要了解自己。
Do you love God or do you love money?
你是爱神呢，还是爱钱
？And so you will not have. If you love God, you will not have. You will not have interest to chase after money.
如果你爱神的话，你其实没有兴趣去狂追钱。
Not to earn money, ah.
我不是只说去赚钱。
Everybody must have interest to earn money.
每个人都应该对赚钱有兴趣。
But you must not have interest to chase after money.
可是你不应该有兴趣去狂追金钱。
To be mad about money.
为金钱而疯狂。
To sacrifice God because of money.
为了钱而牺牲神。
You cannot serve both God and money.
你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve God and money.
你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve the world and serve God.
你不可能又侍奉世界又侍奉神。
In other words,
换句话说
，You can only choose one.
你只能够选一。
You can only be passionate about one thing.
你只能够为一件事情而有热情。
You can only spend time doing one thing.
你只能够花时间做一件事情。
Which one are you doing now?
你在做哪一件事情？
I urge you,
我鼓励你
dear brothers and sisters in the Lord,
亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹们
today you are still alive,
今天你还活着
you can still serve God,
你还是可以侍奉神的
I urge you to do the right thing, make the right choice,
我鼓励你做正确的事情，选做正确的选择
decide in your life,
在你一生里面你要做出这个抉择
decide in your life,
在你的生命中做出这个决定
to serve the Lord,
来侍奉神
Put God first in your life.
让神在你生命中摆在前面
When you put God first in your life,
当你把神放在第一位，
the rest of the things will fall into place.
其他的事情都会放到落在正确的位置上。
Put God first, the rest of the things will fall into place.
把神放在第一位，其他的东西呢都会落在他们本来该做的位置上。
The moment you put Jesus first in your life,
你一旦把耶稣放在第一位的时候，
a lot of things will start to get right.
很多事情就开始纠正过来。
Not immediately.
不会是马上。
But surely,
但是会肯定。
Things will become right, not immediately.
事情会变成正确，不是马上。
But definitely you will come.
但是肯定会来到。
Choose God so that you get eternal reward, the kingdom of God.
选择神，这样你就能够得到永恒的奖赏，也就是天国。
Then in eternity you'll be the happiest man.
那在天堂的时候，你就是最快乐的一个人。
You will say.
你会说。
Thank God that I heard today's message.
感谢主，听到了今天的信息。
I turn around.
我转过来。
I reprioritize my life.
我重新调整我的优先次序。
I realize that I must put God first.
我意识到我必须把神放在第一位。
And that's why today I get the reward of heaven.
这就是为什么今天我得到了天堂的奖赏。
It's worth it.
这是值得的。
It's worth it.
值得的。
When you die, you will leave everything behind: family, money, clothes. You will stand before God to be judged. Will you enter and receive the kingdom of God, or will you enter eternity and receive nothing?What will you do? What you do now? What you do now? What you do now will decide your eternal destiny.
死的时候，你必须留下一切，家庭、金钱、衣服。你会站在神面前受审判。你会否进入并获得神的国吗？或者你进入永恒，却什么都得不到？你现在所做的事情，将决定你的永恒。
Do three things.
你要做三件事。
First, focus your heart.
第一。你要专一，你的心要专一。
Store treasures in heaven, not on earth. Live such that people can see the holiness and love of Jesus by your conduct in your family, in school and at work. Live to preach the gospel.
积攒财宝在天上，不是地上。你在家、学校和工作的行为，要使人看见耶稣的圣洁和慈爱。生活是为了传福音。
Second, focus your eye. Do not be greedy for the things of the world.Rather be willing to give away the things of the world so that people can know Jesus.
第二，你的眼睛要专一，不要贪爱世界的东西，要愿意给予世界的东西，使人认识耶稣。
And third, focus your allegiance. You cannot serve God and serve money. You can only choose one and one. Whom you wish to serve, choose God. Then you will receive an eternal reward, the kingdom of heaven.
第三，忠诚要专一，你不能又侍奉神又侍奉金钱。你只能选一个来侍奉，选择神，这样你就会得永恒的奖赏，天国。
I want to speak to our friends who are not Christians.
我要跟我们的朋友，还不是基督徒的朋友们来讲话。
Jesus urges us to desire spiritual things, not to desire the things on earth.
耶稣鼓励我们要追求天上的东西，而不是地上的东西。
If you desire the things of the world, you will not desire the things of God.
如果你在追求地上的东西，你自然不会去追求神的事情。
Because you cannot serve two masters at the same time. Our brain, our heart are not made this way.
你不能够同时候侍奉两个主人，因为我们的心、我们的头脑都不是这样子运作的。
If you are such a person,
如果你是这样的人，
that people tell you about Jesus,
当别人跟你分享耶稣的事情，
you have no interest.
你没有兴趣。
But when you talk about other things, you are very interested.
但是在谈别的事情的时候，你就变得很有兴趣。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why you feel like that?
你知道为什么有这样子的感受吗？
Do you know why you behave like that?
你知道为什么会有这样子的行为吗？
Jesus is very clear.
耶稣很清楚地讲。
Because you can only choose one.
因为你只能够选一。
If you choose the world, you will not choose God.
如果你选择世界，你不会选择神。
If you are interested in the things of the world, you will not want to believe in Jesus.
如果你对世界上的事情有兴趣，你是不会要相信耶稣的。
But that is a foolish choice.
但是这是一个愚昧的抉择。
Because Jesus says,
因为耶稣说，
What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can you give anyone in exchange for their soul to get back the soul?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命或灵魂，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命或灵魂呢？
What's the point of being happy in this world for 100 years?
在这个世界上一百年，快乐一百年，有什么意思？
But you enter eternity, you're in hell.
因为你进入永恒的时候却是下了地狱。
And that life in hell lasts for billions and billions is unending number of years.
而这个地狱里面的人生是永永远远的。
You lose your soul.
你失去了灵魂。
You lose your soul.
你失去了灵魂。
You lose your soul.
你失去了灵魂。
Forever.
永远的失去。
Because you love the world.
因为你爱世界。
It's not worth it.
这是不值得的。
Today I urge you.
今天我呼吁你。
Come and believe in Jesus.
来相信耶稣。
Because when you have Jesus,
因为你一旦有耶稣，
you have everything.
你就拥有一切。
You have happiness in this world.
你在这个世界上有快乐。
Not without sufferings.
并不是因为有没有困难。
But real happiness.
而是一个真实的快乐。
And you have heaven in eternity.
而且在永恒你有天堂。
Come and believe in Jesus today.
今天来相信耶稣。
Don't chase after the world anymore.
不要再追求世界了。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word.
感谢主赐给我们你的话语。
We pray for our own hearts.
我们为自己的心来祷告。
Lord, you know our heart.
主啊，你知道我们的心。
If we have a heart that loves the world, that loves money.
如果我们的心爱世界，爱金钱。
That loves the things of the world.
爱这个世上的事情。
We pray.
我们祷告
that you remove this heart,
你把这个心拿走
and give us a new heart,
然后给我们一颗新的心
give us a strong heart,
给我们一颗强壮的心
that's empowered by the Holy Spirit,
带着圣灵的能力
so that we will pursue the things of heaven,
好叫我们愿意去追求天上的事情
then we can get an eternal reward,
这样我们就能够得到天上的奖赏
the kingdom of heaven,
天国。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. Very good.